Before a hurricane, people are told to stock up on supplies, enough to last at least 3 days. Many families in South Florida could not do that.
And my kids have not had nothing to eat this morning.
Mary McKenzie lives in Little Haiti with her 6 children and her husband. She says she bought groceries before the hurricane warning, things that needed refrigeration. After 4 days with no electricity, most of it has gone bad.
We just meeting ends meet. That's why when this storm came, we didn't have money to be doing all this. But now we had to dip into money we had for other bills to feed our kids every day. That's how we've been feeding our kids. You know, it's getting to the point where it's starting to break us because $50, $60 a day is a lot of money.
Her neighbor, Tamika Ellington, is also struggling. Ellington says if school was open, at least she wouldn't have to worry about her 5-year-old son getting enough food.
Well, at least he can eat at school.
Yeah, at least they can eat at school.
But now it's like more headache and more frustration.
After Hurricane Harvey hit Texas, the Houston School District opened 9 schools that served breakfast, lunch, and dinner to about 70,000 families. On Thursday, the Miami-Dade School District handed out about 30,000 ready-to-eat meals, MREs, often used by the military in combat zones. When Ellington heard police officers in her neighborhood announcing a free ice giveaway at a nearby park, she went. All over South Florida, people have been desperate for ice. Ellington wanted to be able to give her son something cold to drink. While waiting for the ice to be unpacked from the trucks, she said she feels like poor people in Miami are forgotten. Then she saw Miami Commissioner Keon Hardeman helping with the ice. He represents Little Haiti and Liberty City.
Thank you so much for being in the gym shooting with us. Because we voting people in and nobody is in the gym with us. And me and my kids, we greatly appreciate you. We greatly, even though it's not nothing much, but we appreciate you.
Hardeman says he gets the emotions and frustration some of his constituents are feeling after the hurricane.
This has always been a place where people are living meal to meal, month to month. You know, just trying to get by. We're dry here, thankfully, you know, especially in Liberty City. We have higher land, but people are still suffering.
He says the ice and food giveaways help, but can't fix the underlying long-term issue, poverty.
Miami is a place of the have and the have-nots. So you have a number of individuals that do have the ability to buy food, supplies, canned goods, etc. And then you have a great number of people who do not have that ability. You know, we just have to do better so that people can live better within our communities.
Hardeman says this hurricane has been a reminder of that. Rufus James was walking around Liberty City looking for small jobs after Hurricane Irma.
Well, I be cutting yard, I'm saying.
He normally mows lawns, but he's gotten no work since the hurricane. He has 3 grandchildren at home he needs to feed, and he's been without power for 4 days.
Well, I'm looking for some food, you know. We don't have no food.
Thomasina Smith also lives in Liberty City. Her daughter and 3 grandsons live with her.
We don't have no power. We don't even have any food anymore, but just I see snacks and stuff for the kids and stuff. Today will be the first day without food. Yeah, today will be the first day.
She says the small neighborhood stores in walking distance to her home are bare. And even when they're not, many are only accepting cash because the power's out. So people with electronic benefit food cards, commonly known as food stamps, can't swipe to buy anything. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.